Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime building and leading transformational programs and is passionate.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime creating and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone through the power of yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So, open your mind and open your heart and be ready to receive what is possible for your friend, the Yes Coach.
Good morning, and welcome. My name is Pam Heath, and I'm the Yes Coach. I'm someone who focuses all my power in life on contributing to others and empowering them in a context that I call the science of yes. I live in the world of yes, and I intend to give you access to that world. It's extraordinary getting out in the world of yes. I'm inviting you to play with me in this world and have your life be sourced by the energy of yes. So I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself to establish why I believe I have access to this significant power that I call the science of yes. And no matter where you are in life, whether you consider yourself a person who is successful, who's already where you want to be in life, or whether you're somebody who's just starting out in life, I want to establish that get value out of my speaking and that you get an understanding of what I distinguish this science that I call yes. I'm a single mother. I live in Southern California. I have a son who's 30 years old, and he's an aspiring music producer. And what I do for a living is I'm a yes coach. What I do for fun is I love singing karaoke, watching movies, reading science fiction and fantasy novels, and playing video games. That's right, I'm a gamer. For real, serious. I play World of Warcraft. I play Guild Wars. I played Diablo 3 and Lord of the Rings Online. I belong to alliances and guilds, and I have friends in England and Australia and Canada that I've never met, that I've been playing with for years. I love children, and I believe in the power of the mind in every sense of the world. I empower the law of attraction. I'm a devout Christian who practices Nichiren Shoshin Buddhism. I call myself a yes coach, and I call my process science of yes. So in some ways, I'm a scientist. Why do you think I call my process a science? Well, let's just take a look at the definition of the word science. Definition of science. It is the intellectual and practical activity encompassing the systematic study of the structure and behavior of the physical and natural world, the observation and experiment. That's a mouthful. But don't get intimidated by all that. You see, what I actually do is I get you clear about who you are and what you want in life through observation and experiment. And then we burst through all that to take actions that are necessary to achieve those goals that you're committed to. Doing what you always wanted to do in life. Taking charge of making things happen in a time frame you might not have thought was possible. So I specialize in supporting right-brain people to achieve spiritually what left-brain people achieve intellectually. So if you're a creative, spiritual individual, an artist, a coach, a medium, any type of person who provides services in what is considered the new age community. And it requires your ability via your creativity, your intuition, or even your artistic skills, then I'm here for you. I coach people like you specifically. I'm also a life coach, as well as a business consultant. And I work with transformational practitioners who struggle to turn their passion into a profitable business. I help them creating a thriving business aligned with their life passion. I specialize in getting you organized for success in your life and in your business. So we'll take it to the next level, wherever that might be for you. I have an interesting background. I did go to college, but I didn't pursue a career in which I studied one thing and took on the career in that thing. I actually studied broadcast journalism, and it really trained me in being creative and being in communication through writing. And what came next was over 30 years as a legal administrator, operations manager, and human resource expert. Eventually, I realized I could leverage all of this diverse experience and expertise, and I began my own consulting company, developing a technique that I call Yes Coaching, based on the principle that anything is possible if you're willing to say yes. Yes Coaching has now evolved into the science of yes. And I based this on a quote that I heard that was attributed to Albert Einstein. He said, "Everything is energy." And that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. I was struck by that quote because it's so matter of fact, and yet at the same time, very spiritual. And that's what I do. I connect the tangible to the spiritual. I provide the strategy, the coaching, and the support for a life which is fueled by your unending passion. So, by simply being a yes, you expand your capacity to have anything you're willing to say yes to. And when I say the yes, I'm not talking about semantics or simply the word yes. And I'm not just talking about positive thinking. I'm speaking of a mindset and how you live your life and who you be and the actions you take inside of that. That's right. There's who you are in life, and that is who you get to be in life. And what I'm teaching has nothing to do with who you are so much as it has to do with who you be and what you do as you are being that. If who you be is yes, and what you do is sourced by yes, then what you get is a life of power, passion, and fun. That is all there is to it. It's not complicated. As a matter of fact, we humans are the ones who complicate things. Yes, we do. So what I'm suggesting is that you give yourself access to this very simple way to go about life, enhancing what you're already up to in life. Inside of my coaching, what I do with my clients is I support them in having what they want in life inside a specific modality that I call the science of yes. I'm here on Blog Talk Radio as a function of the New Age Guild every other Monday. So today I'm here 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. You can listen in. You can also call in and ask questions. If you'd like to talk to me in person, please feel free to call in. The number to call in is 760-888-5700. That's 760-888-5700. If you want to call in and speak to me, you're welcome to do so. You can also go to my website. My website is www.yescoachforyou.com. YesCoach.com. That's Yes, Y-E-S, Coach, C-O-A-C-H, the number 4, the letter U.com. YesCoachForYou.com. There you can fill out a contact form and get in touch with me. You can sign up to book a consultation with me. You can read more into what I provide as a life coach and as a business coach. And you can sign up for my newsletter. That's YesCoachForYou.com. You can also call in here every other Monday when I'm on the air. I'm on live for an hour, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The call-in number is 760-888-5700. So what I'm suggesting is that you be on the hunt for a pathway to the good life, the happy, satisfied, fulfilled life, more smiles, more joy, more happiness. The yes, I can attitude that you can generate, and you want to take those steps, live the life of your dreams. I provide coaching, I provide support, empowerment, validation, structures, whatever is needed to be a powerful force in business for those of you who are in business for yourself, in life for those of you who are struggling in life and need a breakthrough, and most importantly, any people who are spiritual-minded and are looking to create some valuable structures so that you can succeed in business. I create, design, and deliver custom programs, trainings, and workshops, corporations, institutions, and spiritually-minded transformational practitioners. So if you want to be your own boss, if you want to take on your life or your business or both, I can support you that way and lead you to prosperity as an entrepreneur. Whether you are a spiritual or a practitioner, a creative artist, even if you aren't sure what you want to create, but you're sure you want to create something and own your own business. I'm your go-to guru to get you started, take you to the next level at whatever level you are currently at. And in that way, and in that sense, have you succeed. So, I'm currently writing a book about my process. I call it Say Yes, It's Not That Complicated. In my process, using Design Say Yes, I contribute to individuals and entrepreneurs, and I'm ready to take you on and have you in. So stay tuned. I'll be updating you when it's published. I often teach my clients and my customers utilizing movie analogies and musical quotes, because that's just the kind of gal I am. And one of my favorites is the motion picture, the animated one, Aladdin. I know that there's a current one out this year starring Will Smith as the genie, but I'm referring to the animated feature that had Robin Williams as the genie. When Aladdin finds the lamp initially and rubs it for the first time, releasing the genie explains to him that he'll grant him 3 wishes. And when Aladdin seems confused, Robin Williams, as the voice of the genie in Aladdin, sings the song, "You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me." I won't sing you the whole song or include all the lyrics, but here are the most important lyrics that I want you to know. You've got some power in your corner now, some heavy ammunition in your camp. You've got some punch, pizzazz, yahoo, and how. See, all you got to do is rub that lamp. And I'll say, "Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me. Yes, sir, we pride ourselves on service. You're the boss, the king, the shah. Say, what you wish, it's yours to dish. How about a little more baklava? Have some of column A. Try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me." All right, so consider for a moment that I'm singing this song and I'm singing it to you right now, just like I was the genie in Aladdin. Life is your restaurant and I'm your maitre d'. what would you order? A new home? A new car? A new romantic partner? What about your career? The whole point is this. Anything you want for your life is available. You recognize the elements of the law of attraction. You are absolutely on point. I'm a strong believer and practitioner of the law of attraction. So as the genie in Aladdin was saying, why don't you just ruminate while I illuminate the possibilities? The law of attraction is the belief that by focusing on positive or negative thoughts, a person brings positive or negative experiences into their life. It is the attractive magnetic power of the universe that draws similar energies together. Even the law of gravity is part of the law of attraction. Whether you believe it or not, universal laws operate on a certain level, and you live your life by these laws. Simply put, the law of attraction is the ability to attract into your life whatever you happen to be focusing on. Regardless of age, nationality, or religious belief, we are all susceptible to these laws, which govern the universe, of which there are many. It is the law of attraction, which uses the power of the mind to translate whatever is in our thoughts and materialize them into reality. In basic terms, all thoughts turn into things eventually. If you focus on negative doom and gloom, you will remain under that cloud. If you focus on positive thoughts and take the actions that correlate to your goals or commitment, you will find a way to achieve them. The law of attraction dictates that whatever can be imagined and held in the mind's eye is achievable. Take action on a plan to get where you want to be. The key is to distinguish what you are committed to and then design structures that give you the action that correlate to that commitment, and you will produce that result every single time, no matter what. All you need to bring to the table is a desire and a willingness to grow, and most critically, an openness and ability to be coached and take on doing the action that will forward what you say you want in life. With the correct mindset and a healthy dose of the right attitude and a powerful connection to the right action, the ordinary person will accomplish extraordinary results. Therefore, a valuable part of what I provide are new practices and habits that you can take on, which are proven effective coaching concepts, tools, and principles that help give you good things to think about and then act on. See, my goal is that my clients find out what works well for them and then put their learning into everyday practice. So I don't allow my clients to argue for their limitations. I coach best with people who come to coaching totally human, with all their mistakes, imperfections, and insecurities, but who are also ready for something better, willing to take full responsibility for their lives, and able to act on their values, priorities, and dreams. All that being coachable. So expect me to constantly challenge your thought processes and get in your face when you want to hold on to negative conversations. They're as old as your freckles. So coachable, come to me, and I will coach you to be everything you always dreamed and hoped for, but never thought you could have. It worked. I know. I did it. The reason Yes Coaching is training is because I'm going to rearrange your molecules and have you strategizing the action taking your day-to-day life to produce specific results, and you're going to operate like the things you want are a done deal. Your life will not be the same. You will not be the same when you take on Yes Training. I started my company, Strategic Yes Training, with the intention to give away what it took for me to give up my negative thought pattern and achieve success. Early in 2013, I recognized that my way of coaching had a very unique style to it. In different conversations with friends and in utilizing my skills at coaching, I now recognize that style as a positive influence to empower people to go from their dreams and to take on anything they want and realize their potential, because they can have anything they want out of life. I'm a yes to anything is possible. I come from a large family with 7 children. I was the middle and oldest grown up. I married relatively late in life. I was 31 years old and had almost given up that I would find Mr. Right. I had 3 children. One baby girl died at birth, and my first child died at the age of 30 in 2007 by her own hand. I had to rise above a difficult childhood where I experienced poverty, tragedy, and devastating issues. Through it all, I persevered, and now I deliver a powerful program to impact people and have them win in life. I'm here to give away what it takes to achieve success and how no matter where you are in life, you can achieve outrageous fortune. Success is realized by anyone who is first willing to define it and then go after it. I enjoy being with people when success happens for them because of their own decision to make it happen. And success doesn't have to be that elusive thing that you wish for and hope to experience someday. You can live the dream today. You simply must decide now to be a yes and that you want, and then go after what it is that you want. And you want to remove the things that hold you back or drag you down. The partnership that develops between the coach and the client is meaningful, exciting, and dynamic. Together, you and I will create a life and a career path that suits you best. I believe that your life will evolve as a result of the coaching process. Now, I want you to say yes. I want everyone to say yes. To say yes to life. If you want to have a conversation with me personally and interact with me on a level where we can speak together, simply call in 760-888-5700. It's a number. That's 760-888-5700. You can visit my website at yescoachforyou.com. That's yescoach, the number 4, and the letter U. www.yescoachforyou.com. I'm happy to talk to you. Your first consultation is absolutely free. You won't have to pay a dime. Just to talk to me and connect and find out if I'm the right coach for you. Some folks say that life is like a bowl of chocolate. Well, I say that life is like a baseball game. Life is the pitcher, and you are at bat. So life pitches, and you try to hit the ball. And life pretty much throws all kind of pitches. Curveballs and fastballs and just ball after ball after ball. And you swing away. You don't have much to say about what life pitches at you. You have everything to say about how you react to the ball that life pitches. So in life, are you going to be a yes? Are you going to be a no? So that's what this conversation is all about. I encourage you to say yes. It's not that complicated. Say yes to risk. Say yes to power, magic, and fun. If life is a mystery, the solution is yes. If life seems elusive and you don't know what to do, say yes. This is the access to eternal you. You don't need a mythical fountain. You just need to say yes. You don't need to put your credit card on the table to say yes. You don't need to take off your clothes or walk across hot coals, or do anything you don't want to do. You have the opportunity to put a stop to any conversation that you can't do or can't have, and you can't see in your life or in the future. You can have anything you want, just say yes. Let me first start by distinguishing for you that I don't mean for you to eliminate the word no from your vocabulary. There are a lot of things that it's appropriate to say no to. The word no is not a bad word, and yes isn't a good word. Even though I'm telling you to say yes, what I'm actually referring to is not what you are doing. So as we start crafting the life of your dreams, we're going to start to remold your life to be one of positive mindset. And I'm not speaking to just positive thinking. I'm speaking to being someone whose life revolves around being open and available to receive, who takes their actions that are necessary to receive. So as my favorite celebrity Yoda says, do or do not, there is no trust. Now, I could tell you to say no. I could tell you to say no to stress and stress-caused illnesses. Say no to unemployment and being a victim to your circumstances. Say no to emotional abuse and toxic relationships. I could tell you these things and call my process the things to say no to. But I'm not going to tell you this because one of the biggest things that I'm going to teach you as an advocate of the science of yes is not to affirm with your speaking that which you do not want. I'll give you an example. You wouldn't walk into a restaurant, sit down and pick up the menu and say, first off, I don't want pancakes, so don't serve them to me. I hate pancakes. No pancakes for me. You wouldn't do that, right? Well, I hope not. You wouldn't walk into Walmart or Target and call the salesperson over and say, all right, so don't show me any clothes that are red with black polka dots. I don't like red with black polka dots. I hate them. I don't particularly like blue with white polka dots either. Actually, I don't like polka dots. I don't want you to show me any clothes with polka dots. So don't do it. I don't like that. And you wouldn't do that, would you? I certainly hope not. So, why do you say things like, I don't want to live like this. I hate my life. I hate my job. I hate my car. I don't want so-and-so to talk to me that way. I'd like you to consider that when you say things out loud that you don't want in life, you're actually bringing attention to what you don't want and bringing energy to it with your speaking. One of the first things I teach my coaching clients is to be very careful what words out of your mouth. The universe is listening. It's not too late. I don't care how old you are. It's never too late. There's a wonderful bit of Chinese wisdom that asks, when is the best time to plant a tree? Well, the answer is 20 years ago. But the next best time is right now. I'm convinced timing is always perfect and that everything happens for a reason. So if you're listening to me right now, your timing is perfect. As a business owner and entrepreneur, corporate consultant, a motivational speaker, and professional and personal coach, I've had the privilege of working with many people committed to improving their lives and moving beyond professional and personal challenges that were holding them back and producing specific results in their career, in their lives, wherever it is they want to tackle something or take it on. Together, we have learned a great deal and have made great strides forward. Through my work with different clients, I made a very important discovery that remarkably and powerfully changed my life and became the core of the science of yes. Contrary to what you might have been taught, the secret to a good life is not about having a positive attitude. It's about taking positive action. It's the actions you take that are in direct correlation to the results you're committed to that produce and make the difference. The science of this is all about inquiring into what you want in life and then taking the actions that correlate with those wants, and navigating safely through the obstacles and roadblocks that will surely arise as you make your way to these goals. And that's the process in a nutshell. So full disclosure, I, Pamela Heath, I've always been kind of an optimistic kind of gal. Before I distinguished this process that I call the science of yes, I didn't fully understand the power of my optimism. And I've never been able to translate my basic positive nature into action that moves me through difficult times or open doors that would allow me to achieve the many dreams I have. I saw many people in my life achieve things, and I could never understand why. And I couldn't understand why I couldn't achieve those things. But my mind and my attitude were so open and so available. What the hell was going on? With the science of yes, you'll create a new, positive, and powerful mindset that's going to improve your performance and allow you to make more fully and embrace and enjoy your life when you make choices and the wonderful opportunities that surround you. So when you face life with a yes spirit and you actually create positive energy and hope, not just for yourself, but for the people around you, the people in your life, the positive energy you come to create will help you get these things done and make good things happen, help you move easily through these difficult and challenging times we currently live in. People today have so much to be concerned about. We're working harder and moving faster. We're multitasking, answering cell phone calls and sending emails and tweeting and hooting and snapping and making friends and dealing with people we actually may never meet in person or even truly know on internet sites that are robbing us of our time while giving very little back in true reward or value. Current political climate is overwhelming, with more people blasting negative energy about our president and what he should or should not be doing. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Hashtag Me Too. Mannequin challenges. Depressing news. Jam-packed schedules impossible to keep up with. We wake up early with an endless list of things to do. We go to bed late, tossing and turning as we mentally prepare our action list for the next day. It's no wonder that our effectiveness and our efficiency suffer as life becomes more complicated, as the pressure mounts. Most of us find that we have fewer moments of actual happiness, less time for our family and friends, and little or no time for ourselves and our dreams. And I know how hurried life feels because I feel it too. With all that's going on, we hardly have time to breathe. And I have the nerve to come along and tell you to be a yes. Wait for it though. Yes, we'll move you quickly and gently into calmer waters where you can manage your life and responsibilities and still have time and energy for family and friends. More important, yes, we'll have you discover ways to dust out the dream or two, embrace life in ways you never imagined. The science of yes is a practice, easy to understand, easy to follow, a pathway to a more focused, productive, and fulfilling life. And I am convinced that this science will work for you just as it's worked for me and for so many of the people I've had the privilege to coach. I know things can be better, life can be easier, and your dreams can come true. The thing that I get asked the most about when I give lectures or I lead workshops or seminars about the science of yes is, what about no? Should I say no to something? I'm not supposed to say yes to everything, am I? Look, having a positive attitude about everything does help in the long run. It will make things a little easier. But this is not about your feeling good about a certain situation or speaking the word yes out loud like some kind of Buddhist mantra, like it has magic just in the speaking. I've kept saying it over and over again. It's not about the word. Yes is very active. It's about taking action. The actions are yes. Taking yes actions when you have a goal. You don't ask, how do I feel about this goal? You ask, what do I do about this goal? I, myself, am a glasses half full kind of gal by nature. I'm not saying that you have to be that kind of individual to live in this world of yes. When I was young, there was a song. It was called High Hopes. I believe it was Frank Sinatra who sang it. It's about an ant who needs to move a rubber tree plant, which is gigantic compared to its small size. But he is determined. And oops, there goes another rubber, she said. Because he took it off, and he got it done. So the thing about high hopes, you can create miracles inside of it. It does take work. Like the ant, you've got to roll up your sleeves and get to work. The actions you take are structured for you to produce the results. Not sitting on the couch imagining the results or fantasizing about the results. Getting out there in the world and going for it. Full tilt boogie. There's another song out. Maybe came out last year. It was Britney Spears. I love this song. It's one of my favorites. It's a really great song to work out to if you're going to the gym or looking for walking or running music. It's called Work Bitch. And I know I just said a bad word, but we're all adults here, aren't we? She makes it very clear. There are certain things in life that are desirable. You want a Maserati. You want the kind of body that will fit into a bikini. You better work, bitch. There's work to do. You don't get a bikini body because you want one. You get a bikini body because you're willing to do what it takes to have a bikini body. If you want a bikini body, but you're unwilling to do the actions coordinate with a bikini body, then you are not going to have a bikini body. End of story. When you set out to produce results, there will be obstacles. It's easy to maintain a good attitude when things are going well. But staying the course when things are not going your way, that takes willpower, discipline, commitment. So develop things to do when you're not fully present to yes. Something didn't go your way or you're dealing with a disappointment in your life. What will it take to get you back in the saddle again? For me, I listen to uplifting music. Sometimes I'll call people who are in a good space and I'll speak with them to help lift me up into a good space. Now, I admit there are times when treating myself to something good to eat will call me into action. Find out what you need to do and then do it. Be responsible for your mindset, for your contribution to yourself. Your investment in your own well-being is going to provide you 100% of what you need to develop what it takes to have the life you love. Seek out and learn what you need to do to get back in the saddle when life throws a curveball that unseats you. And remember, surround yourself with positive people in your life. The people in your life are naysayers who are constantly berating you and telling you you won't amount to much. You have some serious work to do to get more positive people in your life. They are out there. Find them. Like-minded individuals who believe in you and will support and empower you when you most need it. In my experience, the people who are engaged in life, who are making things happen, who like their work or have a hobby that excites them, often have a more positive outlook. So the question is, who do you know that is engaged with life? And then the next question, which will lead to some kind of action, is how can you meet them? All it takes is connecting with one positive person. And when you find him or her, I promise you, there will be other positive people nearby. There is no pond with only one fish. Find a meetup with a similar interest that matches your own. Go to networking events in your city and reach out on your social media for like-minded individuals. Not that complicated. I want you to be clear about something. I am not perfect. I hope you fully understand that I have headaches and down moments and negative thoughts just like you, just like the rest of the world. I'm not some robotic optimist or inexperienced in disappointment, heartache, setbacks, or pain. I am a victim of childhood sexual rape and abuse. My oldest child committed suicide. I've been beaten by my significant other and put in the hospital. I bought my dream home and lost it to foreclosure. I've been homeless and lived in my car because I had nowhere else to go. But through all those experiences, I have learned this. The sooner I can shift into positive action, the better off things become, and the sooner I begin to get better and back in positive action. Another important thing I want to point out is that the science of yes is not just about dealing with what obstacles and challenges in life offer, but it's also about fulfilling with the incredible opportunities and dreams that you have. So perhaps you've been thinking about going back to school or learning to play the piano or hang gliding or traveling to Europe or other countries. Maybe you have a novel to write, an apartment to rent, or business to start. The science of yes will have you approach opportunities in a powerful, positive mindset that has you actually be excited about life like a kid in a candy store. Here's my mission statement for my business. Strategic Yes Training's mission is to contribute to and make a difference on the planet by providing individuals and organizations with the opportunity to generate their goals, achievements, and results from a positive mindset grounded in the adamant belief that you can have anything you want in life that you are willing to say you want. Individuals will be a yes to life, love, and career. Their dreams and visions are a foregone conclusion, and they operate from the knowledge that what they create for the future is a done deal. Organizations will be a yes to growth and empowering their staff and managers to have their lives fulfilled by their performance at work. Everybody wins with no one and nothing left out. My mission in life is to bring the world of yes to each and every person I meet. Part of my mission in life is to provide transformational practitioners, healers, spiritual workers, and all conscious professionals the tools they need to have an abundant, thriving practice utilizing the science of yes. There are seven areas of life that you want to take on inside the science of yes. Take a look at the people you surround yourself with and the environments you've designed for yourself. And do these environments as a whole have you focus on the areas you excel in, or do they constantly remind you of what you are doing wrong? Do you have friends and family that are cheering you on, or are they naysayers, constantly being negative or bringing up your shortcomings? When you focus on life, you want to focus on seven areas. You want to live your life by design. It's your job to design positive environment that supports you in having a full life and living the life that you love. Remember, you are always winning the game you are playing. If you want to know what you're committed to in life, just take a look at what you've got. Regardless of how you feel, you are currently taking the action that gives you the results you have. Do you want different results? Then take different actions. The first step to living a life you love of freedom, ease, and abundance is to distinguish for yourself the game that you're playing in life and then alter it if need be so you're taking the actions which are correlated with the commitments you have in life. I'm now going to give you 10 tips to live your life inside of yes before I end the call. These are the 10 tips that I offer you in the science of yes. Tip number one, practice physical activity. Exercising helps improve your mood. The 30 minutes of exercise is the best antidote against sadness and stress. Tip number two, have breakfast in the morning. Some people miss breakfast for lack of time or not to get back. Studies show that breakfast gives you energy and helps you think and perform your activities successfully. What you eat has an impact on your mood. So don't skip meals. Eat lightly every 3 to 4 hours and keep your glucose level stable. Avoid excess white flour and sugar at all costs. Eat healthy. Avoid processed and fast food. Try to eat organic as much as possible. Tip number 3, be assertive. Ask for what you want and say what you think. Being assertive helps improve your self-esteem. Staying silent generates sadness and hopelessness. Tip number 4, spend your money on experiences. One study found that 75% of people felt happier when they invested their money in travel, courses, and classes. Only 34% that they felt happier when buying things. Tip number 5, face your challenges. Studies show that the more you postpone something, the more anxiety and tension you create. Write some small weekly lists of tasks and complete them. Tip number 6, paste nice memories, phrases, and photos of your loved ones everywhere. Fill your fridge, your computer, your desk, and your room. Fill your life with beautiful memories. Tip number 7, always greet and be nice to other people. More than 100 studies have shown that just smiling changes the mood. Tip number 8, wear comfortable shoes. The feet hurt, you get cranky, says Dr. Keith Wapner, president of the American Orthopedic Association. Tip number 9, take care of your posture. Walk straight with your shoulders slightly backwards, and the front view helps to maintain your good mood. And tip number 10, listen to music. It is proven that listening to music will make you happier. Happiness is like a remote control. We lose it all the time, and we go crazy looking for it. And many times without knowing it, we're sitting right on top of it. So, you know, basically in a nutshell, I'm inviting you to say yes to life. Now, I notice that we have a caller. I'm going to check in and see if there's any question or anything they want to say. Good morning. Welcome to the Science of Yes. This is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Did you have a question for me this morning?
No, I'm a first-time listener, just listening.
I got it. You're just listening. Thank you for listening. So I'm going to go back.
10 things again. I wasn't sure. I came in of 7 or 8.
Well, we're basically distinguishing the signs of yes. I am a coach who believes that that life resonates at the energy of yes. It's all about you being willing to take the positive actions in your life so that you can have whatever you want in life. So that's essentially what this show is about. I'm here every other Monday. I also have a website which you're welcome to visit. It's called yescoachforyou.com. That's yes, Y-E-S, coach, C-O-A-C-H, the number 4, the letter U, .com. Yescoachforyou.com. And I'm a yes coach. And I coach people to take their life and live inside it in the energy of yes. I believe that you can have anything you want in life. You can have the life that you love. If you're willing to take the action, correlate with what you say you want and not be stopped by obstacles, not be stopped by negativity, and absolutely not be stopped by your circumstances. And that's what the Science of Yes is about. So I appreciate your being here. Welcome. I love first-time callers. And if you ever have a desire to talk to me, feel free to reach out. You can reach me here on this show the other Monday, or you can go to my website and fill out the form and get in touch with me. Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
Have a wonderful day. So in wrapping up this whole conversation about the science of yes, one of the things that I'm going to encourage you to do in life is to take on your life. You know, inside of the 7 areas that I mentioned before, your home, your career, your family, your relationships, having fun, your health and well-being, and your spiritual aspect of life, which is your relationship to a higher source, you know, your religious beliefs, whatever they might be. I know, you know, some people have a hard time generating, believing in God, but they don't have a hard time believing that there's some kind of higher power, whether it's the universe, whether whatever it is that you relate to, something higher than yourself, someplace you can go when you yourself feel like you're not enough, when you're struggling with something, when you seem bad about something, that spiritually you have something to connect to. Inside of the science of yes, I encourage people to take on something, anything, no matter what it is, so that you can feel good about yourself and about what you're up to in life. I do have a book. It's about to be published. It's called Say Yes, The 7 Steps to the Life of Your Dreams. And I have to say that it really is a function of what you're willing to take on in life. Say Yes is about you taking on your life in all those areas that I talked about and being somebody who is given by the science of yes. I was something that people often said to me, you know, I'm not somebody who's a positive thinker. I don't think positively. But you don't have to be a positive thinker to make the science of yes work for you. You know, I know that I am a positive kind of person. I'm bursting with optimism in life. But you don't have to be bursting with optimism to utilize the science of yes, to have a powerful life, and to be empowered in life. You know, I have gone through a lot. You know, I often talk to people who share with me their breakdowns in life and the things that they had to struggle with. And the turning point for me in my life came when I went through a very significant personal tragedy, which was the death of my firstborn child, my daughter, at the age of 30. She committed suicide. I was blindsided by that. At the same time, I lost my job of 17 years. I lost my dream home due to foreclosure. My car was repossessed. I lost all that would be considered everything. I lost it all. I spent 2 years of my life just kind of treading water, really not going anywhere, not doing anything, not having any desires or visions, just literally standing still. I moved in with my mom and her mother and stayed in bed for days and weeks at a time. I did nothing. And I lived like that for 2 years. And I woke up from that zombie state, and it had been 2 years, and I was just existing in life. I was not feeling, I was not wanting, I was not doing anything but breathing, basically, and eating and going to the bathroom. And that's pretty much all I was doing. I didn't even have money to ride the bus. And then one day my grandmother told me it was time to move out. And I realized I couldn't just sit there in her home and do nothing. So I went out and got a job. And just like that, I realized that I had to wake up and get things going. But see, it was 2009, and there was a recession on, and I had been, you know, managing this law firm with a staff of 8 people, and now I was looking around trying to get any kind of job, jack in the box, anything. And I finally got a job as an administrative assistant, and I was lucky to get it. So many were out of work at that time, and it took me weeks to find that job. And I needed a job so I could move and get my own place, get a car, just get myself together. So I ended up working in a small film production company. And I stepped into my position, and I immediately, there became a change at that place. They started out with 19 employees making small budget films to the tune of maybe $200,000, which if you know anything about the film industry, it's very small. Within 6 months of my coming to work there as an administrator, I was now working as their operations manager. They had grown to 83 employees, 2 shifts, and they took on their first film with a $2 million budget. In 6 months, I realized something about myself and what I provide. I empower people to do what they want to do. I say yes, and I get them to say yes. A yes environment provides power to whoever wants to tap into it. And that insight began a journey which ultimately had me leave my job and start my own business, which I originally called Yes Coaching. And then when I incorporated, I called my company Strategic Yes Training. I began to implement the tools and techniques I developed over the years, and I started to teach people about the science of yes. My personal and my professional life began to blossom, and it didn't happen overnight, so I won't lie to you. I struggled. It took 5 years for me to fully form myself and my company, and during that period, I was couch surfing, riding public transportation, eating fast food, struggling my way to success. But my life began to expand in incredible ways. I want to give you that access, that way of life that I call yes. I want to give you the power to turn on a dime any life circumstance. I've experienced all manner of tragedy, and yet I turned it around. Like you, I have goals, and I want to achieve things in life, and I've gone after them, and I've achieved them, and I want to teach you how to do the same, utilize you as time to get. I want to help you. I want to empower you. I want to help you design and move forward in all the relevant categories of your life and have you fully functioning effectively, moving forward with the things you want, having fun while you take that journey on, and get things done in ways you never thought possible. The science of yes is a philosophy, but it's more than that. It's a way to approach life, being a yes. You challenge the status quo, and you take a stand for your desires and your wants and your dreams. As the owner and founder of Yes Coaching, I am a corporate consultant, a professional life coach, and a business coach, and a motivational speaker. And I have had the privilege of working with a diverse group of individuals who wanted to improve their lives and move through their individual challenges that were holding them back, and they want to take a stand for what they believe in. Is that you? Are you someone who wants to take a stand for what you believe in? Are you someone who is ready to take on your challenges in life, your obstacles, and move through them to the life of your dreams? Well, then, we are well met. We are well met because I'm here to tell you that the science of yes is all about having what you want in life and taking the actions that are correlated with those wants and navigating through the obstacles and roadblocks that life puts us, getting your way to your goal. And that is the science of yes, in a nutshell. You might need some retraining so that you can open your mind to receive this creative way of living life. You might need to take it on in baby steps, something that you just introduce yourself to. But I want you to know, whatever it takes, whatever you want, you can utilize the science of yes to have it. I'm here every other Monday. I have this podcast, and I also take callers during the podcast. So if you call in to 760-888-5700, our time is up today. But I'm here every other Monday, so I will not be here next week, but I will be here the following Monday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm here for you, and I will end today's call with the quote from Albert Einstein that I love so much. Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. So, all you need to bring to the table is a desire and a willingness to grow, and most critically, an openness and an ability to be coached and take on doing the actions that will forward what you say you want in life. This is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, signing off for today, Monday, August 12th. See you next time. Thanks for being here. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it.